Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. So I thought we'd start off a little bit with a podcast. It was talked about a little bit, City Council, that Domino's is now open. So that project's been really in the works for about a year. I actually looked up the story to see. So it's been about a year that's been in the process. So I thought I'd just ask you, the truck stop there where the former Walmart was one that's in the works. Everything's still going forward with that. And are there any others that we might see on the horizon here?
The Domino's was open yesterday. So people were excited about that. I know it's been a big social media buzz the last several weeks when it was going to open. And I drove by, looks like there's plenty of activity. So excited about, anytime you can add, a new franchise to the area. I think we're excited about that. In reference to the Worley development, agreement that was finalized with that with regards to the Domino's. And then Travel Center the same way. It's my understanding they're completing their due diligence phase, and things are going well, and hope they'll potentially move forward with closing on the property sometime after the first of the year, with construction to start, late spring, maybe early summer. And again, not a finalized deal yet, but yeah, we're moving forward, and we're really optimistic and positive that that's going to happen.
It's kind of an interesting thing when it comes, the city's on the front end of these things a lot of times to help, and then after that, it's kind of out of the hands, it's into the developer's hands at that point.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, we get, when it comes to permitting, incentive agreements, things like that, again, on the front end. But yeah, the actual due diligence, especially when you're dealing with larger companies from out of state, they have a whole checklist of things that they have to do to make sure, even after all the initial legwork and groundwork is put in place, does it still fit? Is it going to work? And that's what we're going through. And something like a Travel Center, that's a pretty sizable investment. So the company's going to make sure they got all the boxes checked before they move forward.
So you talked about something interesting last night, City Council, and I know you've been having some meetings with businesses in town, kind of retention meetings and things like that. And you've learned some, interesting things about what different companies here do. And it's pretty fascinating to be able to tell the story.
Yeah. So we spent the last 2 weeks, we've, met with a couple different companies. One of them was Midwest Blow Mode, and we met with them last week just to, people remember the old Brockway, the old Graham packaging. And so, what is still out there? In the site visit, we learned that if you go to Rural King and you buy a bottle of Roundup that has the pump sprayer, a decent sized bottle, that bottle is made exclusively in Vandalia, Illinois. Which is, it's a fascinating story. I mean, they generate, I think they produce over, they told us over 1 million of those bottles a year. And again, I've lived here my entire life, and I didn't have any idea. Those are things like that. And, when we met with VRC and went out there, and, the old crane, they're making components for all kinds of things, from aircraft to automobiles. I mean, so they have their pieces in lots of different things all across this country. We're pretty proud of the fact that, little Vandalia, Illinois has a significant impact on things that are part of everyday life for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's part of telling the story for the community. It's things that people don't necessarily know. And it's also, look what we're capable of doing. Also, it can tie into other potential developments down the road, too. They could tie into those businesses.
Right, exactly. And that's the point of those meetings, is a couple of things. One is, if they take the bottles, for example. It would be nice if you could have a company that has the capability to fill those bottles, right? And so they don't. So in the example last night, those bottles that get produced in Vandalia then get shipped, I believe, to Iowa to get filled and assembled. What would be a great opportunity is there ever a way we could get some type of fill plant facility here in Vandalia where those don't have to be shipped away? And so they would complement each other. And then the other point of the visits, most of these companies, especially in manufacturing, there's a lot of change in ownership over time. And it's peeling back the layers to find out what company really actually owns it. A lot of these are private equity companies. I believe the company that owns Midwest Blow is Mold is actually out of New York. You know, and then the VRC, I believe, has a big Wisconsin presence. And then, you know, using OctaChem, which is now Odyssey Logistics, you know, their headquarters, I believe, out of North Carolina. So it's important to understand where the ownership is so we can try to invite them to come to our community to showcase what we have to offer. You know, again, I will argue that I think our cost of living, or, you know, our labor rates compared to that on the coast would have to be cheaper. And so we've extended that, you know, invitation to all of those companies. Hey, when your corporate leadership is in town, let us know. We would love to host a reception, you know, showcase our city, you know, let them know that we appreciate their business and are here to help. Even if it means we have to get in an airplane and fly out to them. You know, again, it's trying to identify who the actual owners are, because we've said all along, you know, 80 to 85% of your growth comes from internally. So we have some nice companies here now that, man, is there a way we can enhance or supplement what they do and lead to additional economic growth?
So another discussion I know came up last night. You have a meeting coming up with a railroad group here not too long. And I guess what are you hoping to gain out of that? Or do you know at this point?
Yeah. So CSX, we have a business development person for CSX, which is the main rail that runs through here. Yeah. To say, just to kind of have him come to Vandalia, you know, talk about where rail is going, you know, what opportunities might be presented. We're going to bring up kind of the 6th Street crossing, you know, as well. Again, this is a business development guy, but hopefully he can point us to the person that, you know, that's supposed to be getting repaired. And we're, you know, again, big company trying to track down the right people to talk to. And then, you know, to expand even on the rail, the short line rail that we have, you know, that the city has, that we have a lease with that company, back to the Midwest Blow Mode. They actually do utilize that rail now, albeit it's a small piece, but it's so much more economical for them to be able to bring in their materials versus rail versus truck, or rail versus truck, mm-hmm. just because of the economics of it. And so we would like to see that rail, you know, there's a company that's maybe inquired about purchasing that or taking over that lease. You know, what can we do to get more use out of it, to make it more attractive. Again, because there's, you know, not every community has that. You know, Effingham has that short line rail. Obviously, we have one, probably needs some upgrades. So that's why it's important to have these conversations with companies and share what our vision would be, and then hopefully match up with theirs and, you know, improve the overall structure.
Vandalia Lake has been a big topic over the past couple of months. To start with, though, the season is over for the lake. And I guess just your thoughts, the first year you went through it, it seemed like a very good year for the lake when it came to the camping and leisure side.
Yeah, I can assure you that when I ran for mayor, I did not believe that in my first 6 months that we'd be talking about the lake as much as we have. But it's a good thing, right? Because there's so many positive things. And again, you know, that campground and Scott and his team out there, what they have done, the improvements we've made that are ongoing, you know, and it was a nice way to end the season. You know, they had a trunk or treat out there, and this is, I think, the second year that they've done it. And we were out there for a little bit, and I mean, what a great way to end it with all these, you know, these kids going through, again, showcasing the lake. You know, the lake, again, is a big part of, not only is it our water source, we talk about that, but it's also an economic development driver for us, because it's just, you know, it's attractive, it you know, to tourists, but, you know, the people that live around there are a big part of our community, you know, contribute significantly to our economy. So, yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of where the lake is, and it's my commitment to continue to focus on the lake, not only from the water source, but also as a driver of economic development.
Change gears slightly to the lake dam improvements that you're looking at. Do you know any more yet at this point?
No, we at the, not last night's meeting, but the meeting 2 weeks ago, they gave me the kind of the emergency powers to you know, move forward with, you know, getting some of those cracks sealed. Well, you know, we're still waiting on that final bid they're putting together, and we're supposed to get it maybe even today. But the reality is that's probably now, because of the temperatures, going to be more of a spring type time frame once the weather warms up. There are some repairs that we're doing now that we can do, but as far as the actual ceiling with the water levels the way they are, there was some additional exposure that we were going to try to take care of. That's probably, again, going to move now into the spring.
Very good. We talked a little bit about the Veterans Park last night and the improvements that have went on there. Andy Lester thanks several people they've worked with, but there's been a lot of work down there, and it really is looking good at this point.
It is. It's going to be showcased this weekend. Just remind everyone, we are having a Veterans Day parade, Veterans Day ceremony. Ceremony's at 9 o'clock there at the Veterans Park, then to be followed by the parade at 11 o'clock. So I encourage everyone to, if you're available to come downtown, to honor our veterans, the men and women who have served and continue to serve and fight for this country. I think the park has turned out well. There's still some more things that have to be done, and we're going to work on that. I mean, there's been discussions of pavilions and things like that. But again, it really looks nice. And as Alderman Lester said last night, thanks to everybody who's contributed to that. And hopefully we didn't leave out any names. But again, if you did help, just understand that your efforts are very much appreciated.
Well, he thanked everybody else, but he deserves some thanks too, because he put a lot of time
in there. Well, I joke about it. I went down there one day into City Hall. I looked across the street and up to the top of that building, and I see Alderman Lester straddling the top of that building. And then it's like, Andy, we need you as an alderman. Andy's done a great job. We've got the sidewalk in now along the building. That's complete. We're working on some lighting. Andy's passionate about that. And so him, along with some of the other aldermen, and again, the volunteers that he mentioned last night, have done a really great job. And again, I couldn't be more happy with the way that's turned out.
So this is kind of a showcase time that we're in. You talked about the Veterans Day program coming up this weekend. Next weekend will be Old Time Christmas, so this is a downtown showcase time.
It is. We're starting that busy season. So Friday night is Festival of Trees, and then Saturday is the Veterans Day, celebration parade, followed by the Vandal playoff win later that afternoon. and then Monday is the hospital 100th. Celebration plus the ribbon cutting for the new medical office building that looks fantastic. Can't wait to get inside and see that. Finalized with Old Time Christmas the following weekend. So it's hard to believe November's already here. Christmas will be right around the corner. But absolutely, to your point, some real opportunities to showcase our downtown, which, again, to me hasn't looked better.
And I'll probably talk to you next week about this when we're at the event too. But, Sarah Bush Lincoln's put a huge investment into this community.
Yeah, I mean, it's $15 million-ish, probably more than that. And again, I haven't been in the building. I've seen pictures, talked to people who have, that just rave about how nice it looks. And this is just the first phase. I mean, this is the ground floor. And then when they start eventually moving the other things into the second floor as part of phase two, I'll put our campus against any other community our size with the investment. So again, thank you to Sarah Bush Lincoln for having the belief and willing to invest the money in our community and back to economic development. I mean, when people look, it's schools, it's parks, but it's also healthcare. Yep. And we have access to good healthcare here locally, and we're very fortunate to have it.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at vandaliaradio.com.